This is marriage. This is marriage to the max. I can't.
Come on.
Please start me.
No,
over.
Do it.
I'm going to remember this next time you get tickled. This is Marriage to the Max, episode number 100. Oh my God.
Please continue.
This is Marriage to the Max, episode number 153. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Marriage to the Max. I'm your host, Kelly Hurst.
And I'm Brett Hurst.
And we are marriage educators and co-founders of Home Encouragement. And this podcast is designed to help you take your marriage to the next level.
What a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. Well, before we jump into the content today, the tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
Gottman Card Decks app, which I think we've mentioned on the podcast before, but it's good to mention it again, especially today. This is from the Gottman Institute. It's a free app that you can download that has all kinds of conversation starters. And it's great because they go anywhere from sweet to saucy and everything in between.
I need to download that app.
I have it on my phone.
Although I've got plenty of saucy material ready for you at all times.
So once we unpack the content, I think our listeners will know why we recommended this app. All right. Today's episode is called Novelty and Surprise.
These are my favorites.
And Brett, you're going to be surprised because you don't even know what we're talking about today.
Oh, don't say that. I always know.
All right. I want to start first with an ancient story. Ready?
Okay.
Get your listening ears on.
Since you do this so often.
Okay. There was a woman named, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Scheherazade. Scheherazade was the fictitious queen whose stories make up the 1001 stories in the Arabian Nights tale. All right.
That's fascinating.
This is how the story goes. Scheherazade marries the Sultan of Persia.
A sultan, no less.
A sultan, no less, who had a decree that every woman he married would be killed on the morning after the wedding.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm just like, I don't know what that's about, but why marry someone if they're just going to off with their head the next day?
I already don't like this story.
I know, but it's important. So fearing for her own life on the day of their wedding, Scheherazade begins to tell the sultan a story.
She has a plan.
Yeah. But she stops just short of the finish of the story. She doesn't end it. And the sultan agreed to let her live one more day to see how the story turned out.
I'm catching on now.
The next day, she finished the story and immediately started another one, stopping once again just before the climax.
I'm on to it.
Again, the sultan let her live one more day to see how the story unfolded. And the story goes that after 1,001 nights and 1,001 stories, the sultan fell in love with Scheherazade. And the killing of the wives stopped.
What a relief. What a relief.
Isn't that an interesting story?
It is.
So, this is why I told
you have
this
a point,
ancient story.
You have a point to make.
Yes, it's this. Remember, the topic today is novelty and surprise.
Okay. All right.
When we marry, we are looking to meet a legitimate need for security, contentment, certainty, comfort.
Definitely.
Familiarity.
Okay.
These are all legitimate human needs that marriage in its routine and insular nature, that relationship can meet those needs. It's great. It's wonderful.
Often.
Often. When we put down roots with another person, when we set up house, when we raise a family, we are meeting a human need for connection and for faithfulness.
Okay.
So that's wonderful.
I'm with you so far.
Okay. But even those of us who love the comfortable and the familiar have something inside us that craves new experiences.
We're restless.
Yes.
We want adventure.
Yes. And after a while, the routineness of life can get us stuck in a rut and we become bored.
What to do?
It sounds like I'm telling a story. And
well,
so
are.
We begin to crave something else that is also a legitimate need, which is novelty and surprise.
I see the problem.
We can grow weary of the status quo. We can get bored of the same company, the same conversations, the same ideas. And as you said, Brett, we are, as humans, naturally curious. Mm. We're designed to explore and learn new things. Mm-hmm. So it's no wonder that some married partners become disillusioned when they think there's nothing left to learn or nothing left to discover about their partner.
And when you get disillusioned, there's trouble at hand.
Yes. And so they begin to crave things like passion, spontaneity, excitement, discovery, the feeling of being alive.
Okay.
And these are actually often reasons that we hear from couples who are trying to heal from infidelity. These are sometimes what they say they were.
This is what got them in trouble.
Yeah. And it's not any kind of excuse. Mm-hmm. But when someone has an affair, it's not always about that they fell in love mm-hmm. with this other person, affair partner.
It may have been that they let their curiosity go unchecked.
Yeah. Or that the excitement of it all and, you know, who they were showing up in this affair, they were liking that person. They were missing that person.
Right. So there was a certain perceived thrill to it.
Yeah. And so they were loving the fresh, exciting thing of it. I mean, novelty is a powerful aphrodisiac. That's why in the early stages of relationships, everything is so cool and wonderful because everything is novel and surprising.
You're in that buzz mode.
Absolutely. What you call the
chemical fog
in the cocktail. Right.
Yes.
So what we're trying to say today is that, you know, Brett, you and I are 36 years into mm-hmm. marriage. So, I mean, we've gone through seasons of our life where we're like, okay, we got to sort of hijack this routine. We got to kind of make things. And I want to say, I never fault anyone who loves a good routine. I love routine. I love
yes, you do.
Hominess, like right. all the things that we can expect. I love all that. But there is a sweet spot in marriage where you know your partner really well, mm-hmm. intimately well. And they're so familiar to you. It's such a blessing. And yet, you're still discovering that your partner is elusive and mysterious.
That is true.
So maintaining this sense of mystery and surprise can sort of upend the routineness of it all, the repetition of the relationship. And the repetition and the routineness is what can sometimes often lead to our decline in desire even, mm-hmm. you know, for our partner.
Well, you're halfway there already. I mean, you're nothing if not elusive.
I know. Our daughter calls me the elusive butterfly. Uh-huh. So the question is, how do we cultivate novelty and surprise in a long-term relationship? Well, I'm glad you asked. Esther Perel, who we've quoted before.
Did I ask? Sorry, no, go ahead. Let's assume I did ask.
Esther Perel says that we do this by two things. We continue to tell stories mm-hmm. and we continue to have new experiences together as a couple. So let's start unpacking the telling of the new stories. You know, we always say you probably think you've heard every story that your partner has ever told. There's nothing new to discover, but there's always something new to learn about.
We've heard some of those stories more than once.
Yeah, but I mean,
some of them more than 10 or 20 times.
Yeah. My children, in fact, have a way of just stopping me when I'm telling a story and going, I've already heard this like 10 times, which is, you know, really rude. But I will say I do that to my mom, too. So it must be a family trait.
It's your goldfish tendency.
It's very true.
Colored rocks and a castle.
So a lot of times partners will settle into the same old tired prompts. You know, how was your day? How was work? What do you want for dinner? You know, did you go to the gym?
Routine
conversation. And then we wonder why we get a little bored. So we often tell couples, change your prompts and you'll get a new story. Change your questions, you'll get a new story.
Okay.
You know, instead of just, how was your day? Try, who did you see today?
Right.
Who'd you talk to?
We did this pivot uh-huh. several years ago.
Yeah, and it's been great because a lot of times if I just say, how was your day? You know, you may say good or bad or whatever, but if I say, who did you see today? You as a pastor, you see a lot of different people.
Right.
And you may say, oh, I had lunch with so-and-so. And then I'm like, oh, how are they doing? And the conversation sort of, you know, goes a different direction.
True.
Rather than how was work, maybe ask something like, did you have a win at work today?
A win. Yes.
You know, was there something that you really enjoyed today, a task that you really got excited about?
That's a provocative way of asking that.
Why?
No, I'm being serious.
Provocative?
A win.
Instead of, what do you want for dinner? Try, hey, come sit with me in the kitchen. Let's turn on some music while we cook.
I'm going to say that next time.
Yeah, I like that. So asking new questions takes us to different conversations, which automatically opens the door for a surprise or a novel conversation or discovering something that we didn't know before. Your partner may actually surprise you.
Right. So you're mixing things up, hoping for the element of some kind of novelty.
Yeah. And one of the things that Esther Perel says, and I love this question, is she says, you can ask yourself, when are you most drawn to your partner?
Uh-huh.
You know, some people might say, well, I really love it when my partner laughs like crazy over something. I just love that. You do that with me.
For sure.
If I'm laughing at something, you want to know what is so funny.
That's right.
You know, for some people, they may say, the last fight we had, you know, my husband really opened up about something and normally he clams up. And I was drawn to him when he was vulnerable or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, very good.
Usually when we're most drawn to our partner, it's probably in that novelty and surprise arena because we're craving it, especially, and I'm talking mostly for couples who've been married a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They crave that spontaneity, that moment that they're not expecting.
Because you get a steady diet of the routine. You don't get a steady diet of the novelty.
Exactly.
Or surprise.
Exactly. And then something, of course, also important is to create new experiences with your spouse. And we talk about this a lot on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to be expensive, grandiose experiments. They don't have to be things that look like a Pinterest board. I mean, we're just talking about, instead of rewatching your favorite comfort show, you know, watch something new, watch a good documentary or read a book together. Brett, you and I, we always have our own books going individually, but we also co-read books together, which some people might find annoying, but when we
annoying?
Tell people that,
now
they go,
how are we
sweet.
Annoying anybody?
No, I'm just saying some people may not like that
they think
vibe.
They might think it's odd.
Yeah. Well,
right.
we're odd, but there's a lot of books that you and I both need to read for work and
right.
for ministry.
Many.
And it'll save a little time if we just read it at the same time.
It's more interesting to do it together.
That's true.
Yeah.
And because I'm an auditory learner, it helps to read things out loud anyway. So that's my, But, you know, instead of going to your regular tried and true date night restaurant,
try
go somewhere different. You know, just do something. We settle into our routines because they're convenient and they get the job done, you know, but they leave little room for mystery and surprise. And those are elements that we still, no matter how long we've been married, we still like them.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So what we don't want to say, and we're always clear about this, is we don't want married couples to try to meet what is a legitimate need
with something illegitimate.
In an illegitimate way.
Right.
You know, if your sexual relationship is struggling, we don't want you to go down a porn path, you know, to satisfy that need.
Or have an affair.
Or have an affair, right. Or, you know, even just like endlessly scrolling other people's highlight reels on their social media. Mm-hmm. If you feel like your life is lacking, sometimes we can go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Instead of doing that, try something new in your world.
Yeah. Because what we want couples to do is create novelty and surprise together within the context of that beautiful, safe, faithful relationship. We don't want to go looking elsewhere for it.
Right.
Create it here.
Well, it's never going to be satisfying.
Yeah.
Talk about elusive. That's really going to be elusive.
Very true. Because at some point, whoever you're being elusive with is going to be routine. So you're going to be back
well,
into the
too.
Same.
plus some other negative repercussions.
Exactly. So what do you think about this topic? Do you
like
it?
I like it. I like it. It's a very novel.
Was it?
I was surprised by the content.
I can always count on you for a good time.
No, I was.
Oh, my goodness. We're ready for a vacation.
It has inspired me.
Oh, good.
To be more novel, out of the box.
There you go.
More willing to surprise you. Do you want me to surprise you?
Well, I do like little surprise. Like next week, we're going to be on vacation, which is going to be wonderful. And you usually plan those trips.
True.
You book the hotels and you decide kind of, you look in, but you like doing that. You like kind of nerding out on the restaurant reviews and all that kind of stuff.
You speak the truth.
And I love that. I love that that's off my plate. I don't have to worry about where we're going or.
You like the surprise.
Absolutely. I don't like surprises in the sense of I don't want someone throwing me a surprise party, but I like a little surprise of, ooh, where are we going? Don't know.
Okay.
Well.
Ixnay on the surprise a party pay.
Well, if you are also inspired by this episode and you would like to contact us, you can find us at marriagetothemax.org.
What a novel idea.
Also, we hope you'll follow us on social media. And I'd like to give a special thank you to Caleb Hurst for producing this episode.
Aww.
Well, thanks for listening today. And until next time, remember, healthy marriage, healthy world. God bless y'all.